In the last 40 years, Australia has turned down invitations to join the European Space Agency no fewer than four times. Well, last week it emerged that the offer is back on the table, and the Minister for Industry, Innovation and Science, Arthur Sinodinos, has confirmed his office is now looking into it. For those space nerds, people who are desperate for Australia to do this, this is, of course, very exciting news. This is something the space research sector has been calling for a very long time, though many say we need to go a step further and set up our own space agency, but I don't think that's quite on the cards yet. These debates are back in the spotlight this week with the visit of the president of the French Space Agency, Dr. Jean-Yves Le Gall. He's also president of the International Astronautical Federation and the chair of the Council of the European Space Agency. He's in Australia at the invitation of the Space Industry Association of Australia. Dr. Le Gall, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
Joining the European Space Agency would cost Australia at least $20 million a year. What would Australia gain from becoming a member of the European Space Agency?
It is clear that this idea is on the table because in space, if you want to progress, it's probably better to spend 1% of 100 than 100% of 1. In other terms, cooperation is a must. And joining the European Space Agency is an idea which could bring a lot of benefits to Australia. But of course, since we have 22 member states at the European Space Agency, it has to be discussed, but this is a real demonstration that space is now very, very important in Australia, and it will be reinforced next fall because we are going to organize here in Adelaide our annual Congress of the Federation.
Can you guarantee a return for our investment if we were to put this money in?
It is clear that once you invest in a big organization, you have a return for the industry. And if such a decision is taken, there will be a return. But now we are going to start to increase the interest of different Australian entities for space. And from this point of view, I think that the focus which is made on space, which will be made on space in the coming months, will be more than welcome.
Australia's government has received four offers to join the European Space Agency in the last three decades. It's always refused. Many local experts say that's left us 50 years behind Europe, which is pretty substantial, the US and Asia as well. Would you agree that's the case? Are we really 50 years behind?
No, not at all, because Australia is clearly a country where space is very, very important. There are a number of telecommunications satellites for Australia. There are a number of very skilled people. Last year, CNES signed an agreement with CSIRO, and right now in Alice Springs, we are launching stratospheric balloons in a close cooperation between Australia and France. And in addition, there are a lot of scientists here in Australia. who developed world-class competencies in the field of space. But it is clear also that when you participate in a big organization with a lot of success for space, in space, you are a part of this success, and this is why this idea is on the table today.
Does Australia's refusal surprise you and your European Space Agency colleagues? Do you think there's a chance our government might finally accept? Obviously, we've got the minister now saying, you know, it's on the table, not endorsing it, but at least considering it.
A very big characteristic of the space world today that it is changing very quickly. Why? Because we have a number of newcomers, first coming from many, many emerging countries. You have countries which are involved today in space, which develop a space policy, and it was not the case 10 or even 5 years ago. And in the same time, in the US, people coming from the internet world are developing new systems, using space perhaps as a mean more than just to develop a system for space. And so in this new world, it is clear that the possibility for Australia to increase its effort in space is now being reassessed here in Australia, and we will have to see. But today, Australia is a key nation in space, I do repeat, because of the telecommunication satellites which are a part of the daily life of the Australians, and also because of the very high quality of Australian scientists.
You're meeting with South Australia's Premier Jay Weatherill and the Minister for Defence Industries, Martin Hamilton-Smith, today, and you'll discuss opportunities for collaboration there. I understand there are a number of ways we can use monitoring from space to help with environmental issues. What's possible in that realm, and what kind of deals can you do with Australia?
Today, we see that the applications of space are more and more used in the daily life because there are small satellites for Earth observation, for monitoring fisheries, for land organization and so on. And the space is definitely a part of the daily life, and it's just a beginning. And this is what we are going to discuss today. And in addition, we will have the Congress of the International Astronautical Federation next September here in Adelaide. We will gather 4,000 specialists coming from every country which are involved in space. We will have all the heads of space agencies, NASA in the US, Roscosmos in Russia, JAXA in Japan, ISRO in India, of course the European Space Agency, France, Germany and so on. And so it will be a very big gathering, the appropriate timing to discuss new opportunities, to clearly show to Australia what are all the benefits you can expect from a space policy. And I think that it will probably give a new impetus to the Australian space policy.
Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you enjoy your visit to Australia.
Thanks a lot.
And that's Dr. Jean-Yves Le Gall. He's the president of the French Space Agency. He's also the president of the International Astronautical Federation and the chair of the Council of the European Space Agency. He's in Australia at the invitation of the Space Industry Association of Australia, and he's meeting with some pretty senior people in South Australia today, including, of course, the Premier of South Australia, Jay Weatherill.